I'm here post-match with manager Johan Williams as his side has beaten Real 5-3, an absolutely mental game in the second half. Johan, what's your thoughts on the game?
Yeah, I don't know where to start. I thought we kept the ball. We've spoke a lot after the Connors Quay game in terms of going back to my principles and my values of how we want to play, and that's passing the ball. And we showed in the first half, you know, we've completely controlled it. Apart from about 5-10 minutes, we've completely controlled the game. And then we, you know, we speak about it at half time, not to lose concentration and to see the game out. And then 2 minutes into the second half, you're 2-1 down, and you're thinking, you know, where did that go wrong? And then, to be fair, the reaction we've got then, I think it's the first time in 2.5 years that Llandudno have come from behind to win the game. So yeah, a bit of positives to take from a stressful night.
You had a few youngsters out there tonight. How do you think they did? You proud of them? And it was a stressful game, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm really proud of them. To be fair, you know, Oshan and Tellor applied themselves really well. They played the game really well. It was a tough night for both of them, but I thought they handled it really well. Az came on as well. You know, congratulations to the three of them. And to be fair, we had Omi in the changing room as well. And we invited a couple of the young lads, Geraint as well, from the 19s, to do the warm up with us to kind of pull us together as a football club and show everyone that there's a throughput from the 19s to the first team. And they didn't put a foot wrong. They're very, very pleased and very proud of the three of them.
You said in the preview, obviously, next week's a massive game. Just how big is it?
Yeah, it's huge. You know, it's huge. I've said that, you know, losing to Connors Quay and Bala will not define our season, but the month of October will. So we've got to go into Saturday now with a bit of belief, bit of positivity, and it's huge. I can't explain the magnitude of the game, but the lads have been working hard and grafting, and we've got knocks and niggles here, there and everywhere. And even the second half at Bala, I thought it was really, really positive performance in the manner that we kept the ball, and Colin Caton was very accommodating of us in the sense that how well we moved it and stuff. So yeah, it's huge, but I'm in this game for these type of games, so I'm looking forward to it.
You've gone two better in this competition as well. Is there anything you're looking out for in tomorrow's draw, or is it just a home game you're looking forward to?
Do you know what, I don't care about tomorrow's draw. It's a cup that has I don't know about the meaning of the cup, to be honest with you, but it's good for the, you know, it gives an opportunity for these young lads to go and express themselves and have a go. So I won't be looking at the draw tomorrow. I'll be analysing this game, where we went wrong, which obviously that lapse of concentration in the first 5 minutes of the second half. And Thursday's huge in terms of preparation, planning, training, and then we go again at home against Llanelli. I just want to say as well, just a final note to the fans. You know, the fans have been really patient. The reaction at the end of the final whistle there was fantastic, and we go again together onto Saturday against Llanelli.
Nice one, cheers, Johan.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Thank you, mate.